You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing today?
Oh, doing good. Living the dream.
Living the dream, you better believe it. And I just wanted to make a comment right off the bat about how bad the economy is and how bad things are, and I couldn't wait to order my new iPhone. I got that sucker on pre-order as well as the new iWatch.
This is another reason for me to live. What? Because me and you've done the hand-me-down program before. Yeah. Wait. You traded yours in straight to the dealer, right?
Yeah, but I didn't this time. I bought one outright because I'm going to do some dealing with the.
So what do you have now? You got the 13? Or you still have a 12?
No, I skipped the 13 because it wasn't worth the upgrade.
Well, then we're the same. I got the 12 Pro Double Pro.
I got the 12 Pro Max, and now I'm going to get the 14 Pro Max.
Right. I got the 12 Pro Max. Well, good for you.
I skipped the iWatch 7. I have the 6, I think, and I'm getting the 8.
But you got the 6?
Yeah, I got the 6.
Oh, we'll shoot me a text on that.
I did, but I'm just excited. I thought I had my phone pre-ordered, and I pre-ordered it, but I thought it was for 5 p.m. and it was 5 a.m. So I don't even get that thing till October 9th. But I get my watch, I think, about the last week of September to the first week of October. So they're all on pre-order.
Let me know once you get rid of that watch. Yeah, willing. And
it's been a good one.
Yeah, I think I bought the first one from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was okay for a while. But maybe my lifestyle is better now and more conducive to wearing a watch all the time, because it was pretty informative. That app on the phone tells you what you're doing. And
oh man, I'll tell you the nice thing about the later ones, like the 6 going on, they'll check your EKG.
Yeah.
And all kidding aside, I was in the doctor's office and they did an EKG on me and I did it with my watch and they were the same.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's real good. And then if you get hurt, it'll even ask you, say, did you fall down or something? Oh. Yeah, it'll do all that stuff. So, and then it coordinates so well with your phone now. I mean, just I had the part where I could talk on it too. So I could just leave my phone at home and go for a bicycle ride.
Right.
And still talk on the phone.
Man.
Just like the Green Hornet or whatever. Dick Tracy. Yeah. It was like a Dick Tracy watch. Anyway, it's
exciting. Oh man, I'm excited for you. At least you're honest about it, not some 22-year-old Generation Z complaining about capitalism and then about it on a $1,500 phone and stuff. So, good man. That's some excitement. What else is going on? I think I have a line on a guest, and I think we might get Mr. Brennan back here on the show. He's continuing. He's encountering some interesting growth things in his coaching practice, and it's always good to get these guests on the show as it happens. You know. We had Christine Ferreira, who's a belt winner for bare knuckle fighting.
Yes.
She won her belt again. She's, I guess, the remains, the kind of a bantamweight expert in that field. So that's, we may get her back on the show.
Oh, I can't wait. I loved her.
Yeah. So, and I have another woman about our age that's in recovery, but also does some coaching and some stuff. So had a meeting with her last Friday, and I think she'll have a good story for our listeners as well. So, we got some things coming down the pike.
I tried to get somebody today, and I just
okay.
It was hard to get a hold of people.
No worries, man. No worries. So I was on the ham radio this weekend, and I'm on this. There's this geeky club called Parks on the Air, and literally, Wayne, it's people with portable ham radios in state parks, federal parks, whatever. And there's a park list, and then you get an award. I get a little certificate for certain things, you know, 10 parks worked, 20 parks worked, etc. But man, that's been a fun club, because you look on the internet and it tells you who, this guy contacted this park, and then you see if you can contact him. And so it's been really interesting, starting to figure things out. Like it's better, the California parks, you really can't talk till the afternoon. Right. But all the East Coast stuff comes in pretty early. It's just interesting how that works. And so this dovetails into another story, but I have a friend on Facebook that's a member of the Flat Earth Society. They're a flat earther, man. And they have all these arguments about water, and if you have water, then why is it flat, and all this other stuff. And it's a guy in Los Angeles, Sam. Anyway, that's no slant. That's no slant. Anyway, the guy's a flat earther. And so I'm like, hey, man, explain to me then, right, this thing, because these radio waves have to be curving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Radio waves, the long distance radio, they have to be curving. And then if it was a flat earth, it would, see what I mean? You couldn't.
Yes.
And so, man, he didn't have shit to say back. He didn't say nothing. I was like, surely there's, you know, talk about all the scientific stuff. Like, surely you have somebody there. And maybe he'll find one. I want to know, oh, well, your radio's propagating this way. Like, no, it didn't. So.
That's too much.
That's funny, though, man. They have a lot of stuff, and they have a lot of, you know, like the guys will be in the space shuttle and they'll be posing for a picture, and some of the guys will be up in the air, but yet there's this apple sitting on a table. Oh my gosh. It's all a conspiracy. It's all theater, you know? So anyway, yeah.
Well, some of that, you know, when you get into that conspiracy stuff, it's a fun read for me. I mean, it's to me, I see that as entertainment.
And you know what? I learned a lesson. I think I said this on the show, and when Trump lost, I was a little upset, you might say, and some of these other folks that are kind of on the QAnon side, you know what I mean? Oh, don't worry, this will happen, and this will happen, and that'll happen. And when you want something bad enough, you're almost willing to believe, right, the false narrative that coincides with your beliefs. Right,
I was on the edge of that too. So
I know. Man. Thank you. I was starting to feel, you know, I had some other, I guess, more reasonable red state folks like, "Hey, stop that! You're losing your mind." Hey, why are you incessantly checking your phone on this and that? And I'm like, because I'm having a hard time.
I'll say, speaking of that, it's going to be an interesting last few weeks here before election.
It's not going to be this overwhelming butt kicking, Wayne. Sadly,
no, it's not.
It's not.
And it should have been.
It is not. And nope. So, man, you know, I mean, not. No conspiracy. Folks, don't worry about me. I'll sit through November. I'll be all right. Just like the Cowboys game yesterday. We sat through that.
Golly. Hey, I'll tell you, speaking of the Cowboy game, and you and I know this couple.
Yeah.
I made a big pot of chicken and noodles Saturday.
Okay.
I don't know. I just felt kind of needed some home comfort food. Greg and Teddy stopped over. We had real homemade chicken and noodles and mashed potatoes and mixed vegetables. Had a real nice time. And then that doggone Cowboy came on last night. And my heart hurt. And they were talking on the radio and on where Michael Irvin, whatever show, the TV show he's on, they were talking and somebody brought up Kaepernick, said maybe we ought to get Kaepernick. He made the same look you just made. He said, shut it off.
Hey man, look, at this point, did they pick up the dude that stripped his clothes off, Antonio Brown or whatever?
I don't think so.
You know, like the Dennis Rodmans and
the
other types of these guys. I mean, and those are nice 1 year, 2 year contracts, gets the fans interested. Like I'm okay with that. But you know, now people are looking at Dak's contract and is he worth that much? And should he trade him? And then looking at put the offensive coordinator on blast. And, you know, and everybody's, I love it. It's either feast or famine, man.
But the nice thing about it is old Jerry Jones wins no matter what happens. Yeah,
that's right. Oh, well, somebody's going to do something about, what are you going to do about Jerry? You know, that's ridiculous.
Because you got Jerry's cowboy world. It's not going to end.
And then my Aggies lost to Appalachian State. Oh my gosh, they're like on the same level as UT Arlington.
And you've got my grandson looking at your college.
Oh, it's a good school. It's fantastic. Oh, I can't believe what happened with that. But it is a fantastic school. And my youngest son's about ready to graduate from there.
The last year of my grandson's high school, he's in his senior, and they're paying $14,000 tuition.
Okay. That's for the high
school? That's for Nolan, yeah.
Oh, for Nolan Catholic, yeah. Oops, yep. Sorry.
Yep. And so Andrew told him, he said, listen, he said, I'm not going to pay more than that for your college. So you better stay in state.
Well, A&M's a little more, but not god awful much more.
Yeah.
And he better apply early, because there's a lot of smart kids that didn't get in there this last year.
Well, I don't know if he's applied. He has.
Yeah, there's. Oh, sorry, senior.
He's visiting and he's doing all kinds of things now.
Yeah, that November decision's right around the corner. So,
yep.
Texas Common App or whatever he needs put in if he hasn't done so already. I think that was very instrumental in my son getting in there. I think we were one of the first people to apply, one of the first people to get a deposit on a dorm, on the housing. And even still, well, we kind of knew, we actually got him an on-campus apartment. They have those on the west side of campus. So you have the best of both worlds, an apartment, but you're on campus.
That's good.
But you're a little bit, you're a railroad track and a eighth of a mile removed from the action. So I kind of like that a little bit, you know, because it gives you a little bit of separation from the riffraff. I mean, when I was there, I was in the riffraff, man. The dorms were down.
That's where I would have been.
The riffraff.
They're also looking, Andrew's talked to him about TCU, only because it's local. I mean, and he said, I want to go out of town. He said, yeah, that out of town is really nice for a while. But then there's no place to cook for you. There's no place to do laundry. He said, you get used to that pretty fast.
$60,000 a year, Wayne. That's
that's
a heavy ticket over there, man.
That's a heavy ticket. You got to have some. You got to have some financial help with that.
Some education majors, and I said, okay, it's going to take you about 37 years to pay off.
Yeah.
Bullying.
better get a good teaching job.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, hey, we'll talk about skin cancer and see if that's on here.
Can you see that? Yeah.
There it is. All right. So folks, this is an announcement that you should go see your dermatologist once a year, especially if you were a sun god or somebody like myself, or in your late 50s and beyond. On a routine examination, folks, my dermatologist, I thought I had issues here with some stuff that looked and felt kind of crazy, you know, kind of moles going bad. I'm like, ugh. So I go in there, hey, take a look at this. She says, you're fine. Let me take a look at the rest of your body. And this thing was just flat earth. Just kidding. Flat as could be, not raised. And she said, look, you got skin cancer. And then she does a biopsy and carves some of it out, and it comes back cancerous. And she goes, hey, man, we gotta get the rest of that cancer. So it kind of got like a giant cigarette burned. Man, it's the strangest feeling to smell your own flesh burning and watch yourself smoke.
Oh.
You ever been in that position? I know you go through a lot of medical stuff.
I go to the dermatologist once a year, and they removed a big cyst from my underarm. They dug it out with their finger, and they even showed it to me in a little jar. Okay. And they sent it off, and it came back negative. But you're right, a public announcement.
Public service announcement.
Every year, go see and let them do you. They just do a check over, and they can remove a mole that's not right. They'll send it off. But I'm going to tell you what. Skin cancer is a big killer.
Particularly for the fellows down under, because if you think you might have an ingrown hair and or whatever, yeah, and it's not, and it's testicular, you could be in bad shape if you had something down there.
When you're over 50, you really need to see your urologist.
That too.
Get your process. I mean, I'm after a good friend of mine, very dear friend, to get a colonoscopy. And to see his urologist.
Hey, Wayne, do you know what kind of car the doctor that does the colonoscopy drives?
There's a joke here, and I want to hear it.
A Ford Probe. Ooh, that's a Wayne French.
I'm going to write that one down.
That one, I knew that's a way. Yeah, you got to add that to the Wayne Fritz.
Oh, I tell you what, I could pull that off. That's a good
use
one.
Use that for that doctor and a proctologist and you know, and other folks.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. I love that one. It's
right there. Can't wait to see that in the show.
I had something I was going to ask and mention on the show today about coaching.
Oh yeah, coaching. All right.
Let me ask you something, Bruce. and you can answer me offline. But I ran into somebody that really might, as a couple, need some Christian counseling.
Okay.
But really, they're not going to be able to afford to pay anything.
It's okay.
So I was trying to think of referring to a church, you know, where the minister, they have a good person as a minister or somebody that's in the church that can.
Here's another public service announcement. In North Richland Hills, there's a counseling center called Cornerstone Counseling Center. For you in North Richland Hills or mid-cities, Dallas, Fort Worth, 76180 area. Zip code, and they have low cost,
okay,
modern counseling services there. They're affiliated with a church in name, kind of, but they really are now in 2022 pretty independent of the church. You know what I mean? It's its own LLC and stuff like that. But it was originally part of the North Richland Hills Baptist Church, and then. Okay. His name in the age of insurance and taking insurance, but you want to separate the church from the state, right? Or the government, right? Of receiving and other reasons. So yeah, Cornerstone Counseling would be a nice place to start. Otherwise, let me know and I'll get you some other names of folks that are sliding fee or whatever, and we'll do some help.
I would have no idea myself. Oh. So that's right. That's out of my, and that's another yeah. thing about coaching. The reason I'm asking you that is because that's outside my bailiwick.
If they're interested in coaching, then that's another matter. If they're interested in counseling, that's what I gave you was a counseling thing. If they're interested in coaching, then that's then.
But that's coaching is one thing. But I think you need some counseling. I would now listen. I'm honestly, Bruce, I thank you over and over for getting me into that coaching area and arena, but I think a good coach would be doing what I'm doing and asking
sure
those kind of questions, because I'm not a marriage counselor.
Well, good coaches ask good questions.
Yeah. And my question to that person was, number one, have you ever had any Christian marriage counseling? Do you go to church? Yes or no? Have you had marriage counseling? And then I want to try to get them that, because that's not, I don't want to be their marriage counselor.
No.
I don't think I'm qualified. And I don't think a coach is, unless they're specifically trained in that area. That's what I'm trying to get at. I think that's good advice to our listeners about coaching, of knowing your parameters.
Right.
You know? And I'm a pretty good guy and I'm a good listener and I can ask questions, and I'm pretty smart. I don't think that's not where I should be smart. So,
well, you're right. But let me tell you something. You did the right thing. You're perfectly on point there. Make the referral. We'll point them to resources. I got resources. You probably have some resources too. So we'll get them where they need to go.
Yeah.
But there's the rookie coaches, right, that will not pass up on a client if they think they got a client.
See, that's why I brought that up. And that's a good topic, because you've got to think for the greater good. I mean, what are you here for?
Or let me change that. It could be the rookie coach or the coach that needs money.
But one and the same. Yeah.
What, I mean, you think.
I like that.
You know what though? I mean, I'm a veteran in this business, in multiple venues, right? And there are times where there's a dip, right? There are times that there's, now I know that, just kind of like riding out the S&P 500, I know it'll come back. You know, that the dip isn't there, and I've had 20 some odd years of cycles to know, surviving the Obama-ish 2008-09
yeah.
and bubble scare. Now this recession, which is kind of a slow burn, man, this is an interesting recession that we're in, and doesn't seem like we're out of it quite yet, but anywho. So, yeah, I have the wisdom and discernment just to stay in my lane and not take a case that I'm not appropriate for. So, yeah.
Well, and I think that's almost, that has to come from your values. I'm speaking to all the listeners that I'm finding in the coaching business, and I can just imagine it's so much more as a psychologist, that you have to have values. Because first of all, let's say that this is like this couple. So I turn that down and I want to send them to North Rutland Hills. Sure, I lose a little bit of income right now. But you know what? They know what I did, and they're going to tell somebody else.
Right.
And that's going to make, you know what? That's going to create more trust.
Look, you could have done the old, hey, you know what? I've known you for a while. Yeah, we get along pretty well, don't we? Yeah, you know what? we're all believers here, aren't we? Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, maybe I tell you what. Let's start. Let's do something. Let's do a 3-month tour of duty with me. Give me some money, and then let's just reevaluate our position. I mean, we already have so much in common. I know a lot about your circumstances anyway. So what do you say? We just throw some money at it and see where it goes. And hey, if it works, great. If it doesn't, you know, let's make that referral in the first place. And wow, I'm just talking out my nose there.
But that's the truth. Those people will turn you on to somebody else because they're gonna say, hey, listen, I was talking to this coach and I wanted to talk to him about this, and he actually said no. I couldn't believe it. I thought he'd want the money. You know, something like that. And so it's gonna build you up more, it's gonna make you more credible, it's gonna make you more professional. And it will, in the long run and in the end, not only make you a better coach, but it'll make you more money.
Yeah, I've actually turned down some work that I'm absolutely qualified for, but it was just going to be, I was going to have to testify. I felt sure, and it was just going to be a lot of drama. And so it was to do some type of assessment work. I said, I'll do your therapy and counseling, but I want you to go, you know, here's this other guy that can do your assessment. I'm not doing the assessments right now. Let's tell them I'm not doing that right now. Here's what I'm doing right now, but I'm not doing that right now. And therefore here's a referral for that. And so, you know, it's, and that's just good, right?
Yep.
Because you don't want a case that's not going to interest you. You don't want to take on work that does, you don't have the passion for, right? And I have a passion for doing more of the counseling on this other type of stuff. But
we have to do right, avoid doing wrong, be committed to excellence, mm-hmm. and treat others as we'd like to be treated. You know, I would have, when I lived overseas, I got some counseling. And it was awful.
Oh.
Well, it was somebody I think that probably should have passed on it. But you know, so you've got to learn. I mean, and you don't want to be like that. You know, and Bruce, if anyone's here on the show that lives in the general area here in Colleyville, Dallas, and you want or you ever need counseling, not just life coach, but serious in-depth counseling. Maybe it's marriage, maybe it's alcohol or some kind of a habitual thing that's dragging you down and interfering with your life. The guy on here named Bruce Cameron is the guy to see. He's a relationship guy, and he's not a one-timer. He'll stick with you through the whole thing, and he's honest. Sometimes he can be very brutally honest.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, Bruce,
I appreciate that.
You're the man for counseling.
Certainly for certain things. Yeah, for certain things. And it's, and seems like the older I get, the narrower of things that I take. But also, I'm just interesting that the water seeks its own level. You know, I think that it seems like over the years, it's weird. Like, okay, the cases I would take are the cases that are calling me. You know, I'm pretty well networked with a bunch of my peers. You know, in the mental health community and counseling community and stuff like, and coaching community. But so it is interesting how that's kind of narrowed a little bit. So, but it's good. I like the fact that I still see about 20% of my caseload's adolescents. And that's kind of fun. So I do have expertise in that. But appreciate the kind words. And I tell you, like working with you, even though, you know, you're an easygoing guy and a nice guy, I think, you know, whoever is working with you needs to realize who you are. You know what I mean? Who you are, and
yep.
You know what I mean? And what you've done. I mean, and really kind of, develop that relationship first rather than go in for the kill on what's wrong or what's going on or whatever. And so I think that's one thing, I enjoyed early on for us was the, the storytelling and Elton and all the, all those interesting times man, hearing those life experiences is kind of a, it's a part of you, for whatever.
Bruce, let me say something about a real good thing. When I was in my mid 20s and I was in Ohio with a new dealership, I was 27. Mm-hmm. And I was involved with the Rotary Club. Okay. I do believe in, being active locally in your community. So I was with Rotary Club, and I can still sing the songs. But we had a foreign exchange student a couple times. And one of them, we hosted for the school year, but we would divvy it up between members. So each member that got on that team would have that person for 3 months. So 1 year. And we had a girl once from Tasmania. Still stay in touch, Stephanie. And then there was this young boy that stayed with us, and his name was Tony. And he was 15. He was a great kid, and he stayed with us. And that's all I remember. He played guitar. As a matter of fact, he taught me a couple songs, and they were classical. And just a good kid. So I didn't hear from him. That was it. He went home. São Paulo, Brazil. So about a year or so ago, I get a message from him on Facebook Messenger. This kid not only didn't forget me, and not only did he remember me, but he still calls me dad, and he says that he got so much out of his living with me, and he went on, and he actually detailed it all.
Wow.
And he is a urologist, and he's a surgeon. He's also a Mason, which he wanted to be sure and tell me because I'm a Mason. I know, but I was raised in like 79 or something like that. But it's very important to him. But he's communicated with me very closely since then. Just it's very heartwarming when you do something like that.
Yes.
And I didn't have any idea. You don't know who you're going to touch or how you're going to touch somebody, so be careful how you do touch them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that right, but.
But how you. Yeah.
I made a difference somehow with him, and money can't buy that.
No. No, you can't. And so how you relate to people is just. Is just real important. And I know I've had a lot of success in that area. I've had a few failures in that area. I've barked at some people sometimes and I shouldn't have. And I think they, walked away with an impression that really didn't reflect all of me, but it's life, but I try to be real cognizant of that, That's really good, Wayne. I'm glad that you had that experience. That's really good. You just never know how we're going to impact people's lives. So it's important to give people at least be cordial and nice and give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, because everybody needs help sometime. Everybody, every one of us. It's funny in the church I attend, Pastor Robert Morris, he gives counseling.
Yeah.
There's an old saying, when you're green, you're growing, and when you're ripe, you're rotten. So we should never stop growing. And sometimes we need to get a checkup from the neck up from somebody else because we develop hardening of the attitudes.
There you go.
We should never give up. So, Bruce, what I'm saying is you and I need to go to lunch soon because I think I still owe you lunch.
I know you do. Yeah, dude. I know one thing. When that watch gets for sale,
we'll go to lunch. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm messing.
But we got to think of some place to lunch at.
Yeah, no, we need to do that.
And, we went to that chicken and waffle place that time.
Hey, they moved that place, by the way. It's no longer in South Lake. They moved it to Grapevine down there where Mimi's Kitchen was. Anyway,
oh, yeah. I'll be darned.
Yeah, that rent gets pretty high over here, man.
Man. Well, yeah, rent gets, that is high rent district. You know, so what's happened with your...
Here at the South Lake studio, this Medical City Dallas was going to buy the building, and they wanted us all out, and they were going to march us out. And we all banded together to negotiate a deal, and the deal failed. They decided not to buy the building. So I am safe, at least through the termination of my lease, which is a year.
Man alive.
So the good news is, I'm not moving. The bad news is I could be moving in a year and having to pay. Yeah,
that's great news for me. I mean, and in a year, you're probably going to wind up staying there, I bet. So
I hope. I really hope. I mean, I'm going to, you know, continue. And man, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you're faced, you know, about getting unlawfully kicked out of a place or bought, I had to buy the lease out, and were they going to pay for the moving and this and that, internet and business cards and all these address changes, and on my website developer, my websites would have to change, my Psychology Today would have to change, all these other listings would have to change. You see what I mean? So once, you know, it starts racking up, right? You're going to make us leave. You got to pay. And there was an insurance guy down the hall. He was in a similar, you know, predicament. And if you sell insurance for, let's say, State Farm, and he doesn't work for State Farm, but they won't allow another agent within so many feet of another agent.
Yes.
And so this guy was having a hell of a time trying to find another location that wasn't close to somebody else. So he was really shaking and baking, right? He was just fit to be tied, you know? Yeah. And I would be too, believe me. I mean, and I was, believe you me, so we all banded together. And it's not because of us. I think it was us standing together as a formidable force, and then probably some other factors with they wanted to get permits and construction permits and all this other that, you know. So I think at the end of the day, between us and the permitting issue and some other stuff, that there's some other fish for them to fry on South Lake Boulevard. Yes. Fish to fry.
I've got a friend that finances a lot of development in Colleyville, and I was in on it with some of it, but he's in the know, and he knows how that council works, and he knows gets approved and who doesn't. And it's very interesting.
Well, for our coaches that are wealthy and making a crap ton of money and all this and that, I could have bought this building off of 114 for like probably $2 million. As an older, I mean, older, obviously, if it was $2 million. But I'm like, man, if I bought that building, I wouldn't have to worry about getting kicked out of my own building. Right? I mean, the property tax would increase, but I'd be totally not. I mean, that's kind of crazy. I'm like, well, how much do you want for the building? We want $3 million for the building. I'm looking around. I just don't have that laying around. Far from that. Now, Wayne over there.
I got a friend in Houston. He does commercial. He owns commercial buildings. And he's a smart man, old Ted. He's done it for many years. But that'd be a tough one to be into, especially right now. You get this recession going on. You got people in these commercial buildings that they're not. They're getting out of their lease and they're not renewing it. They're not looking for places.
Right. People don't work in offices like they used to post COVID. And
that's right. So it's a tricky business.
It is a tricky business. And so I'm still embracing stuff like this and Zoom. And obviously I'm embracing this. I couldn't do the show if I didn't embrace this type of format, obviously. Right. But, So yeah, I so anywho, so yes, I live to see another day.
I'll tell you, we got a great, speaking of this venue, you always give a shout out, but I want to too, is we've got the greatest guy in the world named Sam is the producer, takes care of this show for us. And I tell you what, all the people that he has that back it up and involved, I'll tell you, Bruce, it's, you know, this is kind of just us visiting show today, but I think we have brought up some good things, and I hope our listeners can value some of it, especially when you start talking about the trust factor, you know, with your clients and the trust factor in your community. You know, another thing is as a life coach, you can get involved with your community, get into a Rotary Club or some kind of a local club and get out there and mingle and get yourself known. Bruce, you said earlier about you've got a good network. That's what you need to have in our business or in any business. You need to network with other people in business. You never know where it'll take you. So, yeah. But Sam, I started with Sam. I like to thank Sam. I try to get on early so we can visit a little bit and see what's happening.
Oh, that's good.
He's a good man. He's a good man.
He is a good man. I have been to the mothership twice and he hasn't been there.
Oh my God.
Look, what? No, it's okay. Sam, they were relatively unannounced. You totally get a pass. And one of those was with Larry Levine and stuff like that. So it's no big deal. I just thought that was funny. Actually, Ronan was somewhere, but I just couldn't get access. He was in a studio. And Ronan is, former producer of the show, but also family member of Sam's, which is good. So, and actually Ronan does our, Apple podcast.
Oh, cool.
And he does our, show notes. So he's the one that makes that part of our show happen.
Awesome.
So yes, it's a happy family, one big happy family. So, no man. And yeah, Sam is just really great. And, this is such a great place to do a show like this.
Yes.
You know, you have the platform, the connectivity, branding, and it's just the best of all worlds. That's why I started here in 2014 doing criminal shows.
Wow.
And I've never left. I've never left since 2014. So it's been eight and a half years ish.
That's awesome.
And I have never left this platform, those are the facts. So it just shows you how.
Sometime offline, let's set up a luncheon time.
Yes,
we'll get some grub up there close to your office.
As a matter of fact, yes. And what else?
Hey, this show. Wait a minute. Oh, we won't go by your office. Let's go. Let's meet for lunch down by Market Street on 26th. Do you know where that is?
I know where that is. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a Cajun market.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I mean, they get their po' boy bread delivered daily from New Orleans.
Is it like Anton's in Houston used to be?
Cajun market. Nothing touches this. I'll tell you what, your eyes will roll back in your head. Next thing you'll do, you wake up skipping down the sidewalk holding Jesus' hand.
Okay, because that's a tall order. I lived in Louisiana for a while, so I can't wait to.
Oh, you're going to love it. And I'll introduce you to the owner, Bowden. Boy, they got some delicious Bowden. And I'll tell you, their po' boy shrimp sandwich, I never liked them until I had one there. It's the best. So that's where we're going to go.
Okay, you got it. You got it, man. Like putting some gas in the car and making the pilgrimage.
Yeah, get out of your safe zone. So it'll be worth it.
Well, I know you're driving a gas can yourself these days.
I don't mind it. I don't complain about it. I'm happy for the economy. If I can help it, I'll help it.
So at least we know where we're going now. So yeah, we got that.
We know where we're going. Now we just have to get the time.
We just got to get it. Gotta get the time. So, So yeah, so that's been real well, and some of the other coaches seem to be doing okay in the economy, you know, and doing the telesessions and those things, and I helped the coach negotiate a rate on the renewal contract with the family, so that was good. That's the other thing I like that we can do is what we're doing is coaching coaches. That's fun.
You know, we should hook up with that coaching place and make sure that we know their next time, and we could talk about it here. And
we could.
That'd be a good thing for them.
It could be. Yeah, it could be. I mean, now they don't do any live classes anymore. It's all online. It's like this.
You're kidding.
Uh-oh. I don't think Orange County's meeting in person. I think they're all online. And that's a shame. I mean, I love them, obviously. But, wow, that personal element,
there's
man.
Nothing, there's not. You can't. There's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, energy, man. You can't. I mean, that energy you get from role playing, from doing your elevator pitch to somebody else, listening to other people or listening to other people in small group ideas and have that synergy. I know I'm old school, but I tell you, you know what I mean? There's energy in these Zoom meetings. Don't get me wrong. We've had good energy. Shoot, we've had guests, right, with fantastic energy, right? So I'm not the energy.
But this is a different show. This is not a schoolroom.
There you go.
Totally different. This is right. Totally different deal.
You're absolutely right.
When you're in class, just like our kids today, they need to be in person.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
In a classroom situation, it needs to be in person. I mean, you're right. The energy, the Chinese, that's what we used to call the Chinese classroom style, where you practice back and forth, like you said, the listening, man, that's got to be in person.
It should be. Yep. For the optimal experience, you know, the optimal. And,
yep.
And so much of what's happening is we're going for second and third place, and I'm starting to sound like, oh my goodness,
we're out of time.
No, we're almost out of time. My battery went down to 20%. I was not a good charger yesterday, so I'm really making this iPhone earn its money here. So, but yeah, we're just about out of time. Well, folks, you know, it was a good show. Thanks for listening. A little back and forth, but there were some good nuggets in there somewhere in the past 50 minutes or so. So don't forget to see us on our platforms, concierge_coaches on Instagram, Facebook group, Concierge Coaches Show. And of course, we're on Apple iTunes. We are on iHeartMedia. I think we're on Stitcher. And I don't know, one of these days I'll get us on Spotify. I just haven't really, I've been seeing what we can do organically, but we've been doing pretty good organically. So I'm super pleased. And for folks can reach me at conciergecoach.net and on our Facebook page. And folks, Wayne, how can folks reach you?
It's still the same. It's Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Awesome. All right, folks. Well, there it is. With about 40 seconds to spare. Have a great week. Stay safe. And we'll see you here next time on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everybody. Be safe.
See you later.
Bye. See you later.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.